All right, let's go and get started. Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed, knowingly and unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that not my will, but thy will be done, Lord God, in this service on today. Lord, I dedicate this service back to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we magnify your name. We exalt your name for you said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So, Lord, we just want to stop and say thank you on this evening, Lord God. And we ask that, Father, that you will give us fresh revelation of your word on this evening, Lord God, and give us divine instructions, Lord God, and divine, you know, just directions, Lord. Some need directions, Lord God. And I come in the name of Jesus, binding the spirit of confusion, because you said you are not the author of confusion. So, Lord, we thank you right now. You said if we lack wisdom to ask, then you would give it up breakingly. So, Lord, I'm asking that you would give us wisdom on today, Lord God, concerning your word and concerning your will for each and every last one of our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. And as I open the ears, oh God, and hallelujah. Oh God, open the eyes of our understanding. We thank you for enlightening us even now in the name of Jesus. And then I just plead the blood of Jesus over these airways, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's come here to service on this evening, Lord God, and those who are going to hear it in the future, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over your people, Lord God. And Father, we pray that they receive from you what it is that you want them to receive from you on today, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will comfort your people, Lord God, for your people are in need in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is Apostle George. I wanted to let you know before I get started, something I always forget sometimes to say that, and the Lord is always, he'll remind me sometimes to make sure I say who I am. This is Apostle George. I am the pastor of this ministry, We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. I want to go into the word on today, but before I get into the word, I got to tell you about something that happened earlier today. Because the Lord told me he wanted to tell you. I had done some stuff earlier. And when I got through, I had fallen off to sleep. And when I fell off to sleep, in a dream, God started dealing with me about me having to rebuke this minister. You know, in the dream, he was like a pastor. Because he was saying some stuff that was erroneous. It was erroneous doctrine. It wasn't stuff that God was saying. It was not stuff that was according to the word. It was just some things that he was saying, and I could see the demons off of him and stuff. And so in the dream and stuff, I was rebuking the minister and everything. And in the dream, it was like I was around Prophetess Junior, like I was at her house. And so, you know, like I said, I had drifted off to sleep, and that's when I had that dream. So then somebody had knocked at her door, and her daughter went to the door. Now, this, I'm not in the dream. I'm in the reality of today. Both these things happen today. And so somebody knocked at her door, and her daughter answered the door, and it was two men. And they was talking to her about God. Now, they gave her a card of their ministry and everything. And so Yolanda came to where I was and woke me up, because I told you I fell off to sleep. And when she got to me, I got right on up, and that's not usually like me. And I went on to the door and everything. When I got to the door, instead of me talking, because normally I won't say something, you know, normally I say something to people. God did not let me have any conversation. As soon as I got to the door, I went straight into prayer. And he had me binding demons and all kinds of stuff. He had me doing stuff. These two men got away from here so fast. I mean, I followed them all the way down off from in front of her house, and rebuking them and praying and stuff. One of them was trying to turn around and say something, but he couldn't even turn around. He had to keep on moving. And so when I got back in here and came to myself, I was like, Lord, that's what you were showing me in that dream. I had drifted off to sleep. He was already letting me know you finna take care of something. So I'm gonna let Prophet Junior come in and tell her part of it, because she got a part that she gotta tell about it. Come on, Prophet Junior. Good evening, everyone. Can you all hear me? I know a lot of times y'all say y'all can't hear me. Can you hear me? Someone, anyone, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, see. Okay, you can still hear me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So, as she was telling y'all, someone had knocked on the door, and so I had told Jonah to go and answer the door. And so when she got to the door, I could hear the men talking, and they were saying some off the wall stuff. And then, you know how a lot of times pastors tell us, you know, when somebody is saying something that's not of God, immediately the Holy Spirit will start bringing scriptures before you. And so God started bringing scriptures before me. And so at first I was getting ready to go on to the door, and the Holy Spirit told me, he said, no, you don't go out there. He told me to go get power. So I went to get her, and she ain't lying. Pastor don't normally like jump right up. Man, Pastor got up, sprung up, and put them shoes on. She slid her feet in them shoes so fast. And I got this gate that blocks off my dog. Man, she hit that gate so fast. It was, but I'm finna tell y'all something. Pastor went in her flesh, because when she got up, I could feel the presence of God. And like when she walked past me, I could feel like it was like a greater power of the Spirit of God. And so I already knew. I said, oh, here we go. And so when she got to the door, because I was still in the hallway, and when she started praying, because she immediately started praying, and you could feel the presence of God. I mean, the presence of God was real strong in the hallway. Now, I'm not going to lie, y'all already know that I'm a little goofy, so I was kind of giggling, because I could feel the men, like, you know, like, ooh, I don't think we should came here, you know what I'm saying? But I guess what really surprised me more than anything is, I was like, Lord, they talking about the Lord, but why is it that they not feeling the presence of God like I'm feeling the presence of God? And you know, they became fearful and was running away. And so it's one of those where you had to be there. Man, Pastor was cocked, loaded, and ready in the Holy Ghost. She got out there so fast. I told her, I said, it's the second time I've seen you move fast like that. I mean, she got out there real fast. And, you know, I thank God for that, because, man, I know y'all know I be laughing and stuff, because I ain't gonna lie, it was also funny. But at the same token, I mean, the presence of God was just so strong, and how, like, you could feel, like, when she got to the porch, or when she, like, got to the door, I'm gonna say, soon as she opened up her mouth to start it, like, praying, saying the things that God had her saying, you could feel like the weight of the power of the words coming up out of her mouth. And I just thank God, because, you know, we always, y'all know, there's never a dull moment when you with Pastor, because God are always working through her. You gonna always experience something. And so I just wanted to share that with y'all. No. Okay. All right. One of the things God dealt with me about when that was over with, is he kept dealing with me about how when he had me out there, and I told you I followed them all the way down, because they even went past our neighbors, because they were trying to get on, because I was like, okay, why is you running? Because when I got back in, Jonah showed me their card, and their card had a Christian denomination on it. But I'm going to tell you, the same Christian denomination that was on their card is the same Christian denomination in the dream that the man said he was. You know, God won't let me put it out there what it was, because I'm not trying to, you know, smear nothing or nothing like that. But it was the same. It was the same thing, because God wanted me to realize that, hey, that was what I was showing you. I was already preparing you for what you was getting ready to have to do. Because it wasn't too long after I dreamed that she woke me up. And because I kind of was already kind of half, you know, you half awoke, half asleep, because I had woke up out of the dream. And I, the Lord was dealing with me about how every time I called on the name of Jesus, man, the men's feet was running faster. I'm like, okay, so help me to understand, if you're supposed to be a Christian, what you're running from. But see, they wasn't real Christians. See, that's what the Lord was dealing with about. It was erroneous doctrine there. And that's the thing that you have to be aware of in this hour and this season. There is a lot of erroneous doctrine out there. They was doing erroneous doctrine, and they, you know, it was, you know, false teaching. And the Lord dealt with me about how Satan is always trying to appear as an angel of light. And that's the reason why it's really important, you know, like how she was saying, the scriptures was coming before her and everything. And so that's why it's important not only to have the word down off in you, but it's also important to have the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God, you know, You discern some things, and God be letting you know stuff. God be already letting me know. So it wasn't like this was a take me by surprise thing. That's the other thing that I'm always dealing with when I'm talking to God about giving his people the ability to hear and to know. Because you need to know. You need to be led by the Spirit of God. And that was the thing, because normally, like I said, I would have went out there and had a scriptural exchange with them. But that's not what the Spirit of God wanted. The Spirit of God was like, no, it's not beefing. And one of the things I was telling them as they was going down that sidewalk, I was letting them know, you got no power. And you got no authority. Because the thing about it is, me being a real Christian, if I had walked up on somebody's property, and they came out and started praying, and they was praying in the name of Jesus, and they was praying things. I wouldn't have been going nowhere, and I've been standing right there in agreement with them. I'd be like, well, amen. All right, then. I'd be like, well, then we didn't come for no witnesses. We came for a praise session.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it would have been, been different. But so you got to understand something. They had themselves positioned, and they had themselves operating up under a known Christian denomination. And so if that was somebody else, they'd have been sucked into a lie.
Yeah.
And they would have been deceived, which was going on right now. A lot of deception is in the land. But truly, you can see that they wasn't of that, because I've never, ever known of a Christian running from another Christian. Unless they wasn't right. Unless they had demons. When they had demons, as I saw the demons. So, we had to be praying. You gotta, seek the face of God and all these type of things, because one of the things Prophet Julie brought out to me, she brought out to me how those dogs didn't do nothing. And normally they would have been doing something.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know what jump up. Normally when you
they can't hear you.
Normally my dogs, as soon as you touch the gate, they immediately jump up. And they didn't jump up or nothing. They just sat there. They just laid there like, all right. You know, and that's not their character.
And so, it just tripped me out. I was like, Lord, you know. And so I was like, well, God, I was like, why did you let that happen before, sir? You know, because that's one of the reasons why I had kind of drifted off to sleep, because I was praying about service. And but I want us to go to Romans chapter 3. And I want to. I want to start at verse 28. It says, therefore, we're in Romans chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 28. It says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Now, I want to give it to you in the basic English. And when I'm saying this, I was trying to read the scripture. And the Holy Ghost started talking to me in the middle of me getting ready to go to this next, to read this verses up again. He said, when I gave you that testimony just then, he said that was also an example of how you don't need to go out there without being equipped. He said, because you gonna get yourself into a whole lot of trouble. And a lot of people have. I have never seen the stuff that I've seen that's operating in a lot of folks right now. You got to make sure you are... You got the full arm of God out. And so you got to understand God meant for me to say, to do what he had me to do. Because he had already told me prior to, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had already shown me prior to. And then when Yolanda was getting ready to go handle it, which was would have been her prerogative to go handle it because this is her house, you know, that she was at. And so, you know, he told her no. He told her to get me. Why? Because he literally wanted me to be the one to handle it. He the one who prepared me to handle it. Because he was like, there's not going to be no games. There's not going to be no exchanges. Just, you know, do what he do. So God is saying that's the reason why we got to make sure we're hearing from God. Because David sought the Lord and he asked the Lord, you know, should they go and pursue? And the Lord answered him back. He said, pursue and recover out. So you got to make sure, because there was times when the Lord had told them not to go do stuff and they went and did stuff and got their tails whooped.
Yeah.
And so you got to make sure that not only God to tell you go, but notice she said that God was with me, that she felt a fair strong presence. When God tells you to go, he's with you.
Okay.
He's with you, man. I'm gonna tell you, and it's funny I'm talking about this because it reminded me of something that happened to me years ago. And the Lord Jesus let me know he was there with me. He said, I'm with you. He touched me. And I thought it was somebody else touching me at first. And I turned around and asked the person that I thought was touching me. He was like, nah, I ain't touching. They was real ugly. But I don't know. Why was he ugly? You was asking a question. And so when I turned back around and started back praying, a couple of minutes later, Jesus touched me again. And this time I was like, oh. And Jesus said, that's me. He's like, I'm here with you. You gotta know that there's a blessed assurance when God tells you to do something. Because when God tells you to do something, he got you. I don't care what goes on, how it goes on, or whatever. God got you when he himself tells you. You know, and I'm amazed, y'all. I'm so amazed. I sit back and I look at people. People are searching and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, Lord, I thank God that I know you. I wouldn't change my journey for nothing. I would not change everything that I've had to give up in this life for the sake of Christ. I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And I'm grateful to God. I really am grateful to God. And I've learned, like Paul said, in whatever state, to be content in.
Yeah.
Whatever state, because as long as whatever state I'm in, as long as you there with me, Jesus, then I'm all right.
Hallelujah.
And so you know that who, glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I might not have everything everybody else have, but I have Jesus, and that's enough.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sabakiri and the secrebo shindilahara. Glory to God. I hear the Spirit of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. Let me get back to this verse. In Romans chapter 3, I'm going to do it in the basic English, starting in verse 28 again. It says, for this reason, then a man may get righteousness by faith without the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not in the same way the God of Gentiles? Yes, of Gentiles. If God is one, and he will give righteousness because of faith to those who have circumcision, and through faith to those who have not circumcision, do we then, through faith, make the law of no effect? In no way. But we make it clear that the law is important. And so, you know, God is letting us know that, you know, he's not just the God of the Jews. And this is important because I've heard a lot of ministers get up and preach one thing and then they always double talk themselves and make it seem like, oh no, but he clearly lets us know that there he makes no difference. He like, there is no difference between the two to him. Because when we have come into the Lord and we come all the way in, we have the same thing. You have been elected in. You have been grafted into the body. And the Lord said he looks at you the same way. There is no difference. So you got to understand, because you've been grafted into the body, then you are partaker of that they are partakers of. He said, you have the right to the kingdom. You have the right. Let me tell you something. You have a God-given right to serve the Lord.
Yes.
And when I say serve the Lord, I'm talking about to give your whole heart. I'm talking about to surrender. You have the same right to surrender to God as a Jew has. There is no difference between the two, the Lord said. But he is the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aliota. Rebisi roba kandisi lianda shik. We shall bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. Y'all give me 1 second because I done lost my place. Give me 1 second because I done got caught up. But I'm telling you, God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. And he wants his people to know that he's right there with you. He wants you to know that he's closer to you, yea, even in your mouth. And so this is the thing that people don't understand, that God is not a God that's so far off, and he's not an impartial God. And see, that's the problem. People be want to think that God is like man. Well, man has impartiality. God don't have impartiality. God is the thing. God is a just God. In Job chapter 34, verses 18 through 19, it says, is it fit to say to a king, thou art wicked? And to princes, ye are ungodly. How much less to him that accepted not the person of princes, nor regarded the rich more than the poor. For they are all the work of his hands. In other words, God is saying, man, you are all the work of my hand. And so we got to understand that God is no respecter of persons. You know, people get this thing where they allow the enemy to make it work. Well, God did it for them. He won't do it for them. That's a lie from the pits of hell. God, if God could do it for somebody, he'd do it for you. If you really want to be set free, you'll be set free.
Yeah.
And you know, you just have to, you know, and one thing about it is you can't give up the press. You got to stay in the press. People don't even know what press is. Let me tell you something. You can literally drown out the devil to the point that he has to go somewhere. He's got to run because he can't take it. But you got to stay in the press. And that's the problem. People don't stay in the press. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, it says that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. But he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. That's why it's important that when you get weak, for there to be somebody else there that can pray.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is you're going to get weak.
You know,
the enemy will try to, he would try to weaken you. He would try to weary you down. But you got to have somebody else there to put fresh fire on the altar so that you can go a little longer. You got to be able to cry out to the Lord. You know, why they must say, hallelujah, God, we just give you praise. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Jesus, for giving us fresh fire. Jesus have already been made the way. He's already put fresh fire on the altar. He said, all you got to do is agree with me. Hallelujah. So he said, because I'm praying that your faith faileth not. He said, all you got to do is agree with me. Hallelujah. Okay, and so then in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35, it says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. This is pretty much what I'm trying to tell you. I want to do that in the basic English.